I'm at a photo show in the El Jebel Community Center titled Hunger Through My Lens. It's a collaboration organized by Pitkin County Health and Human Services and nonprofits Hunger Free Colorado and the Aspen Community Foundation. Residents experiencing food insecurity were taught photography and given cameras to document what hunger looks like for them. A photo of a stack of tomato paste cans has the caption, "I don't know how to cook with this." Another image shows a string of fish caught from the river. Supplemental nutrition assistance. There's a photo taken by Karen Diatlo of homegrown produce arranged in the shape of a heart.
It started because potatoes went to eyes, and when I harvested them, I had 30 pounds of incredible organic potatoes. So I had those, and they were sitting on a table, and I went, oh, look, you could shape that, and you could fill it in with the tomatoes, and lo and behold, art.
The Roaring Fork Valley has the most underutilized hunger assistance programs in the state. Health and Human Services Deputy Director Mitzi Lettingham says the photo project is a step toward gaining insight into a problem on the local level.
What really does it mean to be food insecure in Pitkin County? We believe that people are, but what is the nature of it and what keeps them from wanting to have a public program to help them?
The 8-page application for food stamps is one deterrent. Supplemental documentation is also required regarding family size, income, and other bills, as well as an in-person interview. These elements are further complicated if applicants are illiterate or don't have access to transportation. All that trouble gets you an average assistance amount of $1.50 per meal. Kathy Underhill is the executive director of Hunger Free Colorado and has struggled for food assistance herself in the past.
When you are filling out forms and answering questions and kind of laying your life open to a stranger, the very last thing that you feel is entitled. It is the most humbling of experiences.
Participant Erin Rogers and her family did fill out the forms, but were denied assistance. The cost of living in this region is not taken into account, and so the income reported by her husband was deemed too high. Yet, this is Aspen. His chef's salary doesn't actually cover the cost of living and food for their four boys. Last fall, when facing an exponential rent hike in Carbondale, Rogers and her family were forced to choose between housing and food. They chose food. Her photos show her sons in front of the van they lived out of as a family.
When you're poor, it's like you're less than. Poor people are not bad with money. Poor people are like really good with their money because they know like exactly how much they have to pay, what bills they can push back. And that was us. You know, I would go to people and be like, I need help. I can't manage our money. And it's like, actually, you just don't have any.
In Colorado, hunger hits children hardest. One of Roger's photos of her sons was especially moving to Mitzi Lettingham.
The kids around the empty table saying, this is what it's like when you don't know what's for dinner. It's a great illustration of, hey, you know, what if you were in your house and your parents hadn't prepared any food and there wasn't any food coming and you're 6 years old? What are you supposed to do? And that's our biggest fear with the little ones.
Children under 5 are the demographic with the highest chance of being in a hungry household. Hunger Free Colorado's Kathy Underhill points out that even impoverished kids who are fed regularly tend to be unhealthy because high-calorie processed foods are cheaper.
We see obesity and malnutrition exist in the same child. So at the same time that you are laying down myelin in your brain, and if you have iron deficiency anemia, which is shockingly common, you're talking about lost IQ points that you can never get back, no matter what the future interventions are.
Underhill says hunger should not exist in 2016, and that there are solutions out there for feeding all Coloradans. There just isn't the leadership needed to get it done. Locally, Erin Rogers and her husband have started a catering company and set up a food truck at the Basalt Market. Connecting area ranchers directly to consumers cuts out packaging and distribution costs, and hopefully makes eating healthy that much cheaper for families like hers who are in need. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.